Hello, I'm Gary Wilmot, and this is Amdram Shout Out on Brooklyn's Radio with Dan Curtis.
Yeah, it is indeed. It's time for the Amdram Shout Out. Of course, every week we promote a local theatre group who have a show coming up so that you can get out and enjoy a bit of local theatre. A little bit different this week. My colleague Dave Gimentis, he had a guest on this morning, this very morning, to talk about a show. And so I thought I'd leave it to him this week.
Okay, well, I'm Dave Gimentis, and in the studio with me is Stephen Willis of Enigma Theatre. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi.
Now, Enigma Theatre present Doubt, a Parable at the Riverhouse Barn later this month. So, well, tell us about this play, then. What's it all about?
So, it's set in a Catholic school in New York in the 1960s. And you've got the principal of the school, who's a very strict nun called Sister Aloysius, as an absolute battle axe. She's very clear about, you know, the way to educate children is to give them rules and guidelines and a very, very almost sort of Victorian upbringing. And then contrast to that, you've got the new parish priest who comes in, who's called Father Flynn. He's very modern, very progressive. He believes that the church should be changing, should take on a more familiar face, should be friendlier. He's everything that Sister Aloysius isn't. And so they come up against each other. And so this nun has a great dislike of the priest from the word go.
Because he's all modern and stuff.
Because
that she
he's
isn't.
Modern, yeah. Because yeah. He's friendly. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she's a bit jealous of him because people get on well with him and everyone's afraid of her. but then what happens in the play is that she receives a piece of information. There's no hard evidence at all, but she believes that he has created an improper relationship with one of the pupils in the school. And she believes this because one of the younger nuns, who's also a teacher, comes in and tells her that. And so throughout the play, she takes matters into her own hands because she's in an institution in the church where she feels that if she tries to go through, you know, a proper channel, if she reports it to someone above her, then nothing will be done because people will just brush it under the carpet. So she takes matters into her own hands and she tries to confront the priest. She phones up the mother of the child in question and brings her down to the school, and that's an amazing scene, and doesn't go quite in the way you would expect. And so yeah, it does sound like quite a dark subject matter for a play.
Well, it sounds sort of quite tense.
It's extremely tense. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. It's a mystery, really, because you never quite know who's right and who's wrong. I mean, it's about that. It's about the people and their viewpoints, but it's also about more than that. It doesn't really matter who's right and who's wrong at the end of the day. It's about the fact that you can never be certain about everything. So yeah. It's sort of about embracing that uncertainty and that it's something you have to deal with in life.
Embracing the doubt.
Yes.
I notice it was written by John Patrick Shanley, who
yes.
has a Pulitzer Prize and a Tony Award.
That's right, yes.
Which is unusual, because, I mean, he must have been a journalist and then started to write plays, or maybe he wrote plays and became a journalist.
Yeah, the Pulitzer Prize and the Tony Award are both for Doubt, actually. The play
really?
Won both of them, yeah. And Doubt is his most famous play. It's quite recent, actually, 2004, I think it was written. He's not that well known a playwright, especially if you're not in the theatre world. But it is an absolutely outstanding play, and it's one that has made him, really, I think.
But there's also been a film version, hasn't it?
There has, with
a little known actress called Meryl Streep.
Yeah, that little known actress and the little known actor Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
I love the film version. I do. It's very different from the play. But John Patrick Shanley himself, who wrote the play, actually adapted it for the screen and directed the film himself. So it's his own vision of it, but it's a sort of expansion of the play. It's a fresh perspective on it, because the play is it's very tight and small scale, and it's got a cast of four only actors in it. And that's, you know, it works very well on that level. It's a very sort of blinkered vision into this world of the Catholic school in New York in the 1960s the film, it's a bit more naturalistic in a way. You see a bit more of that world. You see the children in the school. You see other members of staff and stuff. So they're different animals, but I love them both. They're both equally as tense and exciting and mysterious.
Now, you run this group Enigma Theatre, don't you? So how did this all start up? How did this happen?
Well, Enigma Theatre came about because I was involved with a local theatre company called Fast and Loose, who used to be based at the Riverhouse Barn in Walton.
Oh, yeah.
Their remit was to bring the classics to the borough, and they ran for 5 years. They did some outstanding productions of some Shakespeare and Marlowe and other classic writers, and I was involved with that because I knew Celia who ran it, and I helped behind the scenes initially, sort of just in planning and helping and generally things like that. But then, you know, I started to get involved more with assisting directors and all sorts of things like that. And I'd always had kind of an urge to do theatre myself. I mean, I used to do a lot of acting.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, I kind of, as I said, got more involved with the production side of things and directing and so on. And then, sadly, sort of Fast and Loose had to end because they had difficulties with funding and resources and all sorts of things. You know, these things come to an end, sadly. And I felt, you know, that this was just coming to the time when I was feeling I wanted to make some theatre myself. And so I took that opportunity of the sort of gap that had opened up there. That Fast and Loose was very much missed by the, you know, the local theatre goers. And so I put on a show. I put on Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, Tom Stoppard, which that was our first production. My ambitions then were quite small scale. In many ways it was an itch I wanted to scratch. I wanted to put on a show, and I wanted to bring one of my favourite plays to the borough and to entertain people. And it was very successful. I was really pleased with the result and with the feedback and everything. And so it's kind of grown from there. We've brought an Aitkborn to Riverhouse, which was Comic Potential. And last year we did Pygmalion by Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
So kind of getting more ambitious each time. And it's just kind of snowballed, really.
Wow, sounds great. And you fund this from just the box office?
It's partly box office. We also were very lucky to be supported by local charitable trusts, including the R.C. Sheriff Trust and the charity of Robert Phillips. We also get some funding from Surrey County Council sometimes. So, you know, we've got some great support there, which, you know, we couldn't do it without, which I'm really grateful for.
And you're locally based?
We are. We are. Our home is essentially the Riverhouse in Walton.
It's a nice venue, isn't it?
It's lovely. It's gorgeous. Yeah. I'm surprised, actually, sometimes that people don't always know where it is, because it's quite tucked away. But it's an absolute treat. It's a gem.
Are you on the lookout for actors, actresses, directors, technicians?
Always. Kind of anyone who can help, who wants to get involved. I mean, one of the things that we sort of pride ourselves on is trying to provide opportunities for people. So people who are training or recently graduated or just maybe interested in theatre work, be it backstage, technical, or even on stage, you know, we welcome that. You can find us online on our website, enigmatheatre.co.uk.
Yeah.
On our Facebook and Twitter, it's all very easy to find. Just look for the Rubik's Cube-esque logo.
Right.
So please get in touch. I mean, mostly the actors we work with are professionally trained at drama school. But we have an audition process for every show that we do. And I welcome applications from everywhere, really.
Oh, right. And so the actual play, Doubt, a Parable, is on Wednesday the 28th through to Saturday the 31st at the Riverhouse Barn in Walton. What time's it on?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
Yes. And there's a matinee on the Saturday at 3 o'clock.
And a matinee on the Saturday at 3. Well, great. Thank you very much, Stephen, for coming in today. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope your play goes well.
Thank you very much.
If you're involved in a local theatre group and have a show, auditions or event you'd like featured on the Amdram Shoutout, then get in touch with Dan. Email studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk.